get started on our prayers. Geshe-la asked that we get started at 6:45. Seven, because he'll arrive a little bit before seven. So in the white prayer book, if you'll turn to the back of the first base sheet, and we'll read the seven limb prayer, the short mandala offering before the teaching, and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Reverently I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. This ground anointed with perfumes, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon, imagine this as the Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. O holy and perfect Pura Lama, from the clouds of compassion that form in the skies of your Dharmakaya wisdom, please release a rain of vast and profound Dharma, precisely in accordance with the needs of those to be trained. Idam Guru Ratnamandalakam Niryatayami. And then we'll go to the green sheets and recite the praises to the 21 Taras. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord, a fearless turbine lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorning, giving effort, come austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. This crown of Tata Goddess, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutade, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamama, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, Ganga with Yaksha. Homage with her Tre and Pesa, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three Jomuj. A mess is all excited, all directions heals adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning knitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembled, shaking, frowning with the hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon-denning fire abiding, righteous flippant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, and with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with woman soul, ha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, fruits of human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shapes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Bin. Holding in her hand the hair-mark wound of Deva leg form, with white spoken Tara and paid, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with white Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, fired by the set of three natures, tells the spirit Yakshas and raised corpus supreme Ture. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. And then go back to the first day sheet on the front side. And we'll read the 2 stanzas from Accepting Difficulties as a Path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the 2 bodhicittas, the practice of the 5 forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. When Geshe-la arrives, after we prostrate, we immediately go into the Lama-tsong Kapa Guru Yoga practice, which is on page 22 in the Silver Prayer Book, and it's on page 7 in the booklet. And then when we're finished with the Guru Yoga, Geshe-la will start chanting the Refuge and Bodhicitta Prayer, which is on the same side as the, right underneath the stanzas we just read. Yeah, that book. Mm-hmm. That booklet, right. And I believe we're on the 5th chapter about the meditation session in this in the textbook.
Good evening.
On page 22, we'll start on the Guru Yoga. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds. I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls the profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings for the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now if you turn to the bottom of page 27 or at the on page 12 in the booklet, and we will recite the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 21 times to ourselves, and I'll recite the 21st one out loud so you know when to stop. Mikbe tsewe tse chen chen re zi ri me kem pe wong po jam pe yang gong chen ke pe tu ken so. Lord. Now turn to page 34, to the dedication, and we'll read the second stanza. It's on page 21 in the booklet. In all my lives with the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for an even instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious one.
Sanje
Jodanta Kishonam La Jaju Bardu Dani Kyab Suchi Dagi Shinji Peshonam Ji Dola Penju Sanje Ju Parsho Jodanta Kishonam La Jaju Bardu Dani Kyab Suchi Dagi Shinji Peshonam Ji Dola Penju Sanje Ju Parsho
Sanje Chodong, good. Nice weather. Most of the time I'm inside house, you know. Most of the time I stay in home. Sometimes I go out, then sometimes people go, oh, Gisela, enjoy weather, you know. So I haven't experienced weather yet. So are we supposed to have snow? Snow? We don't have snow. So probably many of you just come back from work here, straight from the work. So so every step, I think every step from work to here is all merit, okay, all merit. So as I said last Wednesday, so no, so that shows, you know, that shows something, you know, something that, you know, something important, you know. Otherwise you could stay home, you know, rest, you know, maybe drink something, you know, so watch TV or maybe something like that. So you choose to come here. So this every step, I think, to the center is all good, okay. So today, so as a, you know, person, you know, not just person, you know, person that, you know, has interest into Lamrim teachings. So I think it's quite important, including myself and all of us, to learn, you know, so maybe in daily basis, you know, how to develop compassion, focus on compassion. So just thought about that, you know, share a little bit with you. The questions, you know, like how to meditate on compassion. On this other way of saying is how to develop compassion and how to meditate on compassion. Because you know, some form of like, you know, like understanding of, you know, suffering is necessary, okay, in order to develop compassion, in order to make your own compassion. So, you know, I think as we discussed last two Sundays, you know, about happiness, there are many you know, studies been done. You know, like level of happiness that people experience, you know, throughout the day. So some of the studies been done in Emory University in Atlanta with the students. So they, you know, teach them how to meditate on loving kindness, compassion. So students who participated in that workshop, you know, so they say it seems like they, you know, in the weekend they have more happiness. So believe or not, they say. So anyway, so now question is, you know, how to meditate on compassion, you know, how to think about compassion, how to develop compassion, how to do meditation on compassion. So in all of that, you know, it comes down on the definition of compassion. Ninje, karuna, in Sanskrit, you know, in Tibetan word called ninje, ninje. So you hear this, you know, frequently, frequently means when you hear in the Tibetan community, when you hear this word ninje, means, you know, that means, how you say in English, I'm not sure how you say. Ninje means like, that's, you know, that's very, very gentle word. And people only say that when they observe, you know, observe something, some form of, you know, difficulties, the word comes out. So ninje, that means really feel sympathy. Sympathy, yeah, very sorry. So, that's just word. So, definition, ninjas, dunga jinawe, simjana mingne, dunga da chanjoke, namba chingi tsewas. How you define compassion? The compassion is the kind of mind or mental energy. Mind, dunga jinawe, simjana mingne, observing some form of, you know, sufferings. Suffering. So, generally speaking, religious, the suffering related to the other beings. Okay, other beings. So then you witness, or you saw some form of suffering that other beings are going through. So after that, you have this desire that you wish that that person could be, you know, how you say. You wish that person is suffering is go away, or that you wish that person is not in that kind of circumstance, you know, that suffering. So the mind, they observe the suffering of other sentient beings or at the beginning and initial stage. That's how the compassion arises. That's how you develop compassion. You see or witness some form of, you know, suffering that persons, other beings going through. Then seeing that, then right after that, you develop this wish, you know, to, I say, free by yourself, or maybe free by government or whatever it is, wish to develop, you know, then you develop this wish. Very sincere wish, you know, it's not like you are sitting here and saying some prayer, and then you see all the words, suddenly you say word compassion. It's not like that. You're actually absorbing somebody's going through sufferings. Immediately, you know, almost every human being, regardless whether they are believer or not believer, instinctively, you know, so generally speaking, almost every human being have this kind of, you know, wish or desire to, you know, to liberate. Basically liberate that, you know, person or the beings from the suffering. So that's compassion. So that, you know, come down, that is compassion. Is it clear? That is compassion. The mind that observes some form of suffering, immediately, right after that, you develop this wish to liberate, you know, that person, whether it's like any kind of sufferings, physical, mental, you know, rather than being, how you say, if you become completely numb, so then that's good, that's not good, you know, so like, so that is compassion. Okay, that's compassion. Whenever you have that, you have compassion. You have compassion. You know? We all do. We all have compassion. You know, different degrees of compassion. You know? So now that's the mind that you try to develop. Then how I can develop this kind of mind through my meditations. You know, and then you know, and yeah, many cases you don't have to. That's the definition of compassion. How you define compassion? Compassion is the kind of mind that the initial stage witnesses some form of sufferings, then right after that, wanting to liberate, wanting to help. That's compassion. Okay? That's compassion. So now, do I need to interact with the people all the time in order to develop compassion? Probably answer is no. You don't have to interact with people. You can do that at home, you know. You think about. So, you know, you see in the televisions, you know, all kind of, you know, like, unfortunately, most of the time, they only have bad news to say anyway. So unfortunately, you know, then on the newspaper, you know, everything does, you know, so much, you know, like suffering. Then, you know, when you think about, children in Africa, you know, children in Africa, and when you think about that, people who couldn't hear, people who couldn't see, you know, there's all kind of, you know, like, how you say, what do you call this? Organ? No organ. Yeah. All kinds of senses problems, you know. So there's so many suffering out there, you know. So then, yeah, so many suffering. So then, that's how you develop compassion, okay? So I think it's important, you know, as a person who has interest into this Lama Tsongkhapa of the Lama Rim teachings, probably do this kind of meditation daily basis at least once, you know, like just think about, you know, the compassion. And all kind of problems, you know, confusion, not knowing, all kinds of things, you know. When you interact with the people, you don't see them, but everybody, you know, going through some level of suffering. So I think it's good. That's how you develop compassion, you know. So that's how you meditate on loving kindness, compassion, you know. Then even though you say one prayer, you're sincerely thinking about those beings to liberate from suffering, you know. So initially that you get a lot of benefit of doing that. So according to Lama Adisha, we ask, you know, how are you? How are you doing? Lama Adisha asks, did you generate kind heart, warm heart? That's his way to asking question, how are you? He don't say, how are you? He said, did you generate altruistic attitude? That's very important. You know? So then it's something happening here rather than just here. You know, something happening here when you doing this kind of compassion. I mean, that's how the meditation on compassion is done. Okay, and then out of compassion, then you take responsibility. Then out of loving kindness, you give. Out of loving kindness, you give. Out of compassion, you try to take, you know, responsibility to lift that person up from the suffering, you know, whatever, you know, it takes, you know, if you are in the positions to help. So so that's, you know, that's good things. You know, compassion is very, very, not just important, it's very, very critical, you know, like vital part of, you know, happiness. So you know, compassion leads to happiness. So no questions, no study is necessary, I think. Even generally speaking, not study is necessary, but people study anyway. That's a good thing. So compassion leads to, you know, happiness. So just want to share that with you. Okay. So then, when you say, then you remember. You know, when you say prayer, then you remember, you know, people, you know, suffering. Then that's good. Then you are feeling something rather than just mere thought. You know, just mumbling incorrectly the mantra. instead of saying, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Take Me Hum. Like that. So anyway, so I was, you know, very, very happy, you know, last Sunday. So there's a group of people, there's 26 people who memorize foundation of the good quality. There's, you know, it's really, really, it's very, it's not just good news, it's extremely good news, it's extremely good news. There's the best of the best gift that you can, best gift or best offering you can ever offer to, you know, these enlightened beings, you know. So see that child, you know, so that you have child, child is not being mature and, you know, doing, not taking, not, how I say, not making the bed, not helping you to clean the dishes, you know, all the time, you know, no matter how many times you tell, you know, they don't listen, and all one day, all of a sudden, so they, you know, make their bed. Then they make their bed, not just that, they make your bed. They help you to clean the dishes. Then you have, you know, generally speaking, you know, there's nothing much to please about from child's side. And that day, you're kind of excited, you know, so the, and, you know, that your child has become more mature. It's similar like here. It's exactly like this, you know, memorizing foundation of the good quality. So now all the enlightened, believe it or not, you know, I'm just repeating this, okay? All the enlightened beings, you know, then you, including your own spiritual master, they are very, you know, happy because, so deliberately from your side that you show interest, you know, to memorize, or maybe you see some, benefit in memorizing that, you know. So that's like being, sorry to say, but it's being mature. Okay, so now you're helping, not just you're making your bed, but you're helping to make enlightened beings bed too. Well, now you are helping, you know. Instead of they are helping you all the time, you know, eventually they, so, oh my, then, like, they get exhausted. So now they say, oh, all of a sudden, they say, oh, see, there's 26 people there, you know, memorized. I'm not sure what called it. So that's, you know, extremely good news, you know. So, I encourage you, you know, yes, I just encourage, because as what we learn, you know, if you have compassion, you cannot give to me. Even though you wish that you can give your peace of mind to me, you cannot give. There's something that you have to develop, you know. You have to develop through thinking. So if somebody's mind is all screwed up, your mind, you have clean mind, you wish that you can give your mind to that person, but you cannot give. That person has to think through, you know. So like that. So, so then if you are walking towards that, you know, so then, like, the whole reason I'm saying this, you know, that all the enlightened beings, you know, including your spiritual master, they are pleased by your interest, you know, memorizing from all time up. Oh yeah, and the incoherent, I said, the because yeah, showing interest, you know. So that's good. Then I encourage you, because I think, you know, that's what I, you know, learned. So that's, you know, that's what I've been told by my teachers, Shakyamuni Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Adishas, many lamas in the Lamrim Lineage Lama, all these people are telling that, you know, oh, this is something good to do. You know, if you are serious about seeking happiness, you know, there's ways to go to, you know, to into real happiness. So I encourage, you know, I request, you know, memorizing 21 Thara praises. I request, you know, encouraging you to, you know, think about memorizing Lamrim outline and function of the good qualities. So, you know, then, like, it's not really order, but, you know, I thought it's good things to do. You know, there's good things to do. So then you memorize. No, now you have something to meditate on rather than just sit like chickens, you know. Now you have something to think about. Meditation means you have to think about something. Not just one time, you have to think about again and again, 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 again. Then eventually become like a piece of cake, you know. So now, when you go through foundation of the good qualities, you know, there's all the path to happiness is, how you say, led step by step is led in that books is in the foundation of good quality, briefly mentioned step by step. So now, so before you hear about precious human life, or there's some stories of I went to Kadamba Center, I went to this teaching, that teaching, he or she saw this teaching, they all talk about precious human life, but I don't see why it's precious, I don't like myself, I don't think there's any precious, So now you slow, so you, go to the foundation of good qualities, Then slow, so then when you think about precious human life, that really means something to you. It means something, something deep, rather than just here. So then that's how you develop, this USB port between your, what do you call? About this, like I'm not sure how it's going on. So the USB for run through two things. No, you can't just use for one thing. So you just have to use two things. So that's what I'm using here and here. Yeah, connections. That's like your meditation is USB port. So now they have even better one. What do you call? They call HD cable. If you, HDMI. Yeah, that's much more powerful. So then you do that's how you develop, that. So then you think, you go through this function of good qualities. So then, believe or not, you are at least imprinting in your mind stream, leaving very strong imprint of function of good qualities. That is important. It's important, It's important. So many things in our universe, sometimes for the kids, sometimes for other people, something happens and people couldn't understand. According to Buddhism, it's something to do with imprint that led by, the previous life, so believe it or not. so then, when you go through the review meditation, when you're going through your mind, the foundation of the good qualities, that's review meditations. You are doing important meditations, you are doing review meditations. So there is complete form of meditation that you did. Complete form. So that's the benefit. That's why it's important. Complete form of meditation is not chicken meditation. It is important meditation that you did. Going through that review. So then after that, then analytical, so then you say, why life is so precious, So now... lot of work to do. First you go, first you do review meditation, So then slowly, I will fill up all the files. All the files, now we have all the files, so files with the name. So then, slowly those files need to be filled. So then when you click on that and do the meditation, there's so much that you'll see, there. Like, why is life's precious? That you see. There's so many information that you go through that. So that's the best way to occupy your mind. That's become very good meditations. So that is best offering that you can ever make, the best offerings. 1,000 times better than material offerings, you do that. So goal is, everybody should get enlightened. Nobody should suffer, regardless. According to Buddhism, even this insect should enlighten. Everybody should enlighten. Nobody should suffer. Everybody should enlighten. That's why you are going to enlighten to help all living beings to enlighten. So that's why the Shakyamuni Buddha got enlightened. That's why Lama Tsongkhapa got enlightened. So now, omniscient, all-knowing, free from all the negative mind. But when it comes down to karma, there's very little they can do. But there's something that you can do, that I can do, to make sure that, we don't think negative. Make sure we don't say something harsh to somebody, make sure that we don't hit somebody physically, So this is all about, at least, if we cannot benefit, at least we shouldn't harm. So that's basic teachings of Buddhism. At least you shouldn't harm. So I'm very, very happy. I just want to share this. I'm very, very happy, happy that 26 people memorized, that foundation, all the good quality. There's a number of people that memorized the Lam Rinpoche outline. So this is all good. This teaching has been taught. The very teaching that we are studying here has been taught 650 years ago, almost seven generations, 650 years ago. So we are studying this. This book has been taught 650 years ago. So now the teaching about the compassion, all these things, that's been, according to history, that's like 2,500 years ago, okay? So so that's how you, that's how you develop happiness, that's how you become more open-minded. That's a way to open your heart, open your heart to all towards all religions, all people, regardless of where they're coming from, what they are, who they are, what they do, what they believe. Only thing that you care, they're happy. That's all you care. You don't care, are they Buddhist or Christian, Muslim, you don't care. You only care, that if they are happy, if they are not causing suffering, if they're happy, that's all what is the matter to you. if you are true Lamrim practitioner, that's what matters, to happiness, of well being of all the sentient beings. That's what is important. So because of that, if somebody, come here to destroy the Shakyamuni Buddha statues, somebody come here, you don't kill that person. Nobody can harm enlightened beings. Nobody can. In order to harm somebody, if somebody is completely free from negative mind, you cannot harm them. You cannot harm someone who doesn't have anger. You cannot harm them. You cannot harm. Simply destroying the statue is not, so there, anyway, happiness of living beings, that's much more important than, any of those things here. These are all holy objects, but nobody should lose their life because of this holy object. So this holy object, the reason of this holy object is to liberate all living beings from suffering, not cause suffering for living beings. So this is very, very Lam Rim will really teach you how to become practical, human beings and human beings. It makes you very practical. And it opens your heart. It really opens your heart. You have no problems. So there's you are like basically you grow. Your minds grow. Okay, your minds grow, and then you see the world differently. You see problem differently. You see suffering differently. So it helps. It helps you physically, mentally. It will help. It makes you, according to Lama, he says, easygoing. You become easygoing, I just want to share. So just also share that and with, the gratitude that I have, towards you, that you memorize functional good qualities. So now, going through that, doing that, it's good to know how many people now meditate on Lam Rim. It's important. It's very good. So it doesn't happen. I've been here last now 15 years, almost 15 years, more than 15 years. So this is the first time it happens. It took 15 years. In the monastery, we have no choice. We have to memorize. We have no choice. So if you don't memorize, we get in trouble. In America, it took 15 years that somebody to... Anyway, so it happens, it doesn't happen right away. So that's good things. People think about, people here, they think, now it happens here, it happens with sincere interest, genuine interest, not because, I say so. I said that probably last 15 years. I think I said that many times, not this old first time, I said many times. So anyway, I see this. I see that as a, from a spiritual point of view, I see there's like huge development of existing of Kadama centers. You know, that 26 people memorize foundation of good qualities. Many people memorize 21,000 pieces. A couple of people memorize lamination outline. So I thought, oh, no, this is not so like good. That's good things. Those are good things. You know, so so now. You know, like, there's no, something important to rejoice from your side, from my side, something important to rejoice, you know. So then, not just us, you know, all the enlightened beings, the Buddhists, they have also something to rejoice. So now, finally, it took 15 years to make our bed. Took, you know, so we just them to make our bed all the time. So now eventually we learn how to help. How to help them. So that's something I see. That's like, I say, huge success in the spiritual program at the Kadama Center. Huge success. So, success, you know. So there are now, you know, all the people who memorize function of the good qualities, you know, at least at the center, there are a good number of people, you know. So, thinking about precious human life and thinking how to help other sentient beings. So at least, like, as a, so now, you know, like, now if you do lamri meditations, that's good. Now, you know, we don't need book. We don't need book. We just sit. We just sit. We all have lamri here. We just sit, meditate, you know, go through. So then when you finish, so that is complete form of productive meditations that we did. That will create positive energy at the center. So that's how, you know, enlightened beings, they can help us. That's how Lama Tsongkhapa can help us. Lama Tsongkhapa can show path, but we have to walk on the path. You know, Lama Tsongkhapa cannot walk on the path, you know, so that's what we simply cannot do. Okay, so there's a huge spiritual success. You know, I, you know, really, really rejoice. You know, I really rejoice, you know. Even though, as I said, you know, so you may get enlightened way before than I do. No joke, that's true. Then you look down, oh, did you get it? This is not Carolina. He's like just, this is just, he's hanging around there, so yeah. It's very possible, it's not very possible. So, yes, I didn't become, you know, monks, you know, with this, oh, I want to liberate all sentient beings, you know. I just try to get out of my town. You know, that's my initial intention. I just want to get out of my town because I'm kind of bored there, you know, so just want to get far away to ride a train, ride a bus. That's all my intentions. That's how I end up in monastery. That's how I end up in the monastery. Initial intention is not good. But it's not negative, you know, it's just neutral, it's just ridiculous, just silly intention. So here, you are not like that, you know, so when you memorize your foundation of good quality, you understand the importance of that. It's not like, it's far more better than intention that I have when I went to monastery. So, you know, so anyway, so everybody should rejoice. Everybody should rejoice. So this is the existence of Kadamba Center now is worth it. It's worth it. All the energy that people put here in this, you know, center, our center, is worth it. Why? Because, you know, there are many Lamrim practitioners in the Kadamba Centers. Many Lamrim practitioners. So, means many people doing Lamrim meditation. So that's how you are going to liberate. That's how you're going to liberate. That's how you're going to probably liberate other people, okay? From suffering, not from happiness. Not liberate from happiness, liberate from suffering. So, just want to share that with you. It's so important. So, very, very, extremely good news. Very good news. So, then, you know, last time I was looking, everybody, in the monastery, what happened, you know, so in order to get into the class, there are certain tests you have to take before they let you into the class. Everybody get kind of excited there, you know, to try very hard to get into the class. But there's certain memorization is requirement. You have to memorize certain tests. So sometimes you know, if you are a reincarnated lama, then you have some privilege, privilege or some advantage. If you are reincarnated lama, you have some advantage. If you are ordinary monks, so then you don't have any advantage. So talking of advantage, that advantage, if there's only a few people, they are like, here you call freshmen, but they are getting into the class, debate class. So if there's few people who are, that exam happened in front of the abbot and the discipliner, everybody gets kind of scared of the discipliner, discipliner is the one who looks at the discipline, especially young monks, So then it happens in front of the abbot, probably discipliner is present, and also the chanting master is present. Also then that's what the, this is all the oral, that test. So you have to read from your mind, so then the abbot looks at you. If there's many people, then you just mumble. So you can get away. If there's a small group, then you have to be very careful because there is no right. There's only a few people, Sometimes there's like 25, 30, 40, If there's like reincarnated lama involved, then I say that they are going to be a little bit easy on you. If there's no reincarnated lama, it depends on the abbot and the discipliner. Some discipliner, they are really strict, so they look at, sometimes they stand up, they look, they come to everybody. So the last time I make sure there's nobody's mumbling there, It's quite a big gathering, so then I'm rejoicing, Then all of a sudden, this thought comes. So then I say, I better open my eyes. in monastery also they are saying that most of the prayers done without books, that done by memorizations. So then when discipline come close to you, even though you are supposed to memorize, you are supposed to know this prayer by heart. If you don't remember, if the discipline get close to you, then you have to mumble. You have to act like that you are saying something, Otherwise you get into trouble, So chu means chu is the lip. Kadim means if you are nothing to maybe you don't remember or maybe you don't remember, you didn't memorize, maybe you get away with this test because of big gathering. So then, time to time you get into trouble because, there's some discipline. They walk through line by line and looking very careful each person's mouth. So then you have to better, you don't open your eyes. You have to be very serious. So then that's one way to get out of trouble. Okay? So that's, I'm not encouraging you to do that. Yeah. So I'm really, really happy. So there's good news. When my teacher comes, I can tell him, there's many people who are doing productive lamrim meditation. Yeah. So now I'll read some from this book. So this is now it's good. So this is now filling this file that you, through the Foundation of Good Qualities, you are going to see detailed information about precious human life, why so precious, You're going to see detailed information. So now, that's how you extend your meditation sessions, Then now slowly, all these books, this is all about that, the icon that, the Foundation of Good Quality. There's a short version of Lamrim, so this is the big versions. So that's good. So then slowly. Very good retirement plan. Excellent retirement plan, doesn't cost any money. So last Wednesday, what we talk about importance of cleaning environment, you know, clean environment. So, and that finishing that, you know, the sections of clean environment, what we need to learn. So, from now on, so how I can see, you know, cleaning my, this all the Thich Nhat Hanh, the Vietnamese monks, Thich Nhat Hanh, that's what he's talking about, you know, is it doesn't mention mindful of, you know, cleaning dishes. It doesn't word it like that. It's not worded like that in Lamrim, but idea is there, you know, being mindful when you clean, you know, environment. So now what we need to learn from, you know, finishing that, you know, section of Lamrim, so how I can combine, you know, cleaning my environment with, you know, like important practice, you know. So I already told the story, so I'm not going to say it again, you know. No, so like the point is, rather than thinking, chore, how to combine that, you know, combine that into into like the into important practice, okay? So, oh yeah, so neka leba chido chala kuzo tuje te leba tamche, oh yeah, neka chido chala. So in the, here is very briefly mentioned, okay? Never chido chala kuzo tuje te leba tamso. So that's how you do. If you ever wonder, oh, how the Lamrim retreat has been done, that's how it's been done, okay? First, you clean your environment, you know, with, you know, and trying to combine that with, you know, this practice. It's not practice. The dust is not just dust. This is the dust of attachment. This is dust of jealousy. This is dust of anger. No, it's not just dust. It's dust of anger. So that's what I'm cleaning. Whatever equipment that you use, or this is not just equipment, you know, this is like wisdom. The wisdom, how to, you know, clean my mind, okay? Then, if you travel through India, so in the small village, you still see, you know, like house they have is like basically built up on, how you say, grass, mud, wall that's mud made out of brick and mud. Roof is like some kind of, main is like coconut trees, you know, they put it there. The outside is just mud, you know, so every day, you know, even the small, like, from the yard, very, very small. When you go there, you know, well clean, as clean as you can get according to the circumstance. They clean, then they draw some, you know, like something they draw. Like every day they clean, you know. It's not like once a week or maybe like that. So anyway, so that the important the practices. Okay, so they combine that. So then after that, Setting up altar. If you already have altar, then you don't need to set up altar. So what you do, you just look at them. Don't think, oh, this has been there a long time, there's nothing to look. It's not good. No, you have to just look at them. No, and if you can remember the quality of all these enlightened beings, all the image that you have on altar, then you just look at them. So that's like kind of substitute of setting up altar. If you already have altar, you don't set up every single day. I mean, not the water bowl, but water bowl, if you're doing probably good to do every day, beside the water bowl, you know, then you don't move your altar all the time, you know. that's like kind of substitute. You just look at them, hold the image, okay? Because then that one. Simple, you know, simple is like if you have, you know, Shajamuni Buddha image or statues, you know. So then, you know, as I said, if you are going to get a statue, get one authentic one rather than just made for tourists, you know, you just get them. So then it's better to get authentic one, yeah. So then, you know, we can have, same like here, the right side, maybe you can put foundation of the good qualities that you memorize. You can put that symbolize Buddhist enlightened speech. The structure or image that symbolize enlightened body. Then the left side, you put the stupa. If you have a stupa. If you don't have a stupa, you can put bell and vajra. That's also fine. Okay? So then you have this complete form of enlightened body, speech, and mind. That's how traditionally altar has been set. Altar has been set. Set up. So then, eventually, I will talk, extension. Now, right now, that's how it mentioned in Lamrim teaching, okay? Negar chido, negar lewa chido, kuzun to chitin lewa tamche. Choba yom lewa, tala, kubet zeba shams. If you are setting up some kind of offerings, like water bowls and other flowers, candlelight, whatever it is, making offerings. So make sure that you set up, beautifully. If somebody comes, they're just, just looking at them, they please their mind, beautiful. You know, so then, this is all done based on your own gain. That's it, own gain. So then I will if the details doesn't come in the Lamrim, so then I will explain slow, okay? So I was worried when you see this much done and you are still seeing how much left, so I'm worried that you get discouraged maybe. So I will have a better read, okay? Chobajomo, so I said, Tene Nyasali, Nimuji, Divale, Sem Jome, Kazu Penzu. Chagula, Telesimbi, Devala, Subi, Jibanam, Namle, Simjimbi, Tiam, Tula Subi, Tinto, Jimutun to Kuni, Chawasumbi, so, Nimuji, Dival, excuse me, Nimuji, Dival, Simjimbi, because of Penzo Chagula, Nimuji, Dival, Simjimbi, because of Penzo Chagula. If you are meditating, all of a sudden, if your head goes down, better stand up, move around. Don't push. Not a good idea. Don't push. Maybe put some water. Just move around. It's much better. Then through there you'll get some exercise than just sitting there. interesting. You'll get best nap in the most uncomfortable situation. It's really strange, you can't sleep when you're laying down, all of a sudden you're teaching them. That's why there's argument between anger and ignorance. Ignorance, so they have kind of fighting, ignorance, anger, they are fighting. Ignorance, you are in a worse situation, you can't go to teachings. Ignorance, telling anger, you cannot go to teachings, I can go to teachings. So this is exactly what it means, The mood, ignorance. What do you call? In English word, what do you call? Mind is not really clear and all of a sudden, what do you call this? Sluggish. It makes perfectly sense in Tibetan language, but unfortunately very few people speak Tibetan, so it is funny in Tibetan world, when the argument between anger and ignorance, that's how they translate in English. Timu, we say timu. Timu means something like, it's not really alert or fresh. It's kind of like, that's what's happening. When your head goes down, that's what's timu is taking place. So that and anger, they have, they are fighting, they are arguing each other. So then that one is saying, you are very unfortunate. You have to go to work, and I don't have to go to work. Yeah, if you do like this in the work, people will fire you. Right? If you go like, so that's why this one is saying, I don't have to go to work, you have to go to work and all difficult things, I can even go to teachings, you cannot go to teaching. Yeah, if you are very angry, you cannot go to teaching. You know, so that one, you know, that's what I say, you know, in the teachings, So basically what he's saying is like, better to sit on meditation cushions, something like this, as I mentioned, like this, maybe like this. So then, comfortable meditation cushions. So now you already clean your environment, you already set up your altar. Then after that, what you do, then you sit on your meditation cushion comfortably. Or full water cross and half water cross. Full water cross means that you will see bottom of your feet, both feet on your lap. Heel is the heel.
Sole.
You will see both. You see the sole of your feet on your lap. Both feet. You know. That's called full vajra cross. You know. That's not easy to do, but it can be done through practice, the patience, the time. It can be done, but you know, it's not easy to do. So then, half vajra cross. The left hand in, right hand, not hands up, left leg in, right leg out, a little bit out like this. So that's typically most of the monks in the monastery, that's how they sit. Because they have to sit hours and hours and hours, you know. So that's how they sit, okay? Nema deva liu tangbo san this, like, no, not like this, not like that, not like this, you know. So if you sit like this, there's more risk that, you know, then you'll sit there long time, with chicken meditation. So that's why, you know, so you have to sit, you know, straight, okay? Nema dewala lu tambosan, the cushion has to be comfortable. Nema dewala lu tambosan, the chimutu namche, chimutu chedo, chawang rue, chelam jukune. So then what you do, then after that, you know, you do refuge in Buddhist prayers, okay? Dijin namgala jajin chobada sambutave jubi lamannam shiya sanje da chanju semba pava nide da ran sanje kade da chobo padu mero shubasande sozo be shing sad dev. So then supposed to visualize marriage field, has a refuge field. Refuge field. So right now, what we are going to do, at the initial stage, what we are going to do, you just visualize, you know, image of Shakyamuni Buddha, you just visualize that, okay? So that's, right now, that's enough. So then, slowly, you know, so then I will give you more information, okay? Just visualize Shakyamuni Buddha surrounded by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva, all the enlightened beings, you know, Dhaka Dhakini, so Dharma protectors, your, you know, teachers like that, you know, just visualize that, okay? Dunjin Namgala Jajin Chobada Samutavi Jibi Lama Nanda Shinya Sanje Da Chanju Samba Pava Nyudin Da Lan Sanje Kadu Da Jibba Padu Neva Shubhasana Chodzubi Shing Sal Depths. This is what it's called. This is called like setting up, you know, refuge fields, that's what it's called, okay? Setting up refuge fields. Tene lam jula chiwe tunje tsoso wata kaje deba jowa senji chiji mena jimena nyeni jiju mi nam chongwa samla beja lam shinto chekawe sajangi nen nam dibi yangla jimba jujam gusu. So that's then after that seven limb practice or prayer, no? So that's, this is precisely layout for Lamjin practitioners, step by step. That's how you do. Okay, it can be you can make it short, but you can extend this. Because So what we need in order to success, when I say success, you know, success means before when I think about compassion, you know, this is just idea, it's just idea or just word, you know, compassion. So now when I think about compassion, it means something. It means something deep. You know, it's something important rather than just mere word. You know? Same like precious human life. You know, now it means something really. It means something to me. You know, like what you call, like the whole goal is to gain experiential understanding. Experiential understanding. Experiential understanding. That's the goal. Experiential understanding of precious human life. That means something is happening deep inside when you say precious human life. You are going very deep into inside yourself and you are arising from there. It means something. Something. It means something. It means something rather than just mere word. So now, every topic in the Lamrim, in the Lamrim teachings, that's what we're trying to do. First, you just review. Then we know, analyze why it's so precious, and this and that, because of this and because of that and because of that. Then you brainstorm. Then you kind of your understanding of that, you know, go a little bit deeper and deeper. So then eventually, then you gain this experiential understanding. Experiential. It's not just understanding. It's mixed with experience. Experience. Okay, that's the whole goal. Huh? So in order, that's what you call success, okay? That's what you call success in Lamrim teaching. So in order to get there, so you need you need support. You need support from back. That's what it says, support from back. What it means, you need support. That means your mind has to be clear. If there's something in your mind that bothers you, it needs to be clean. So that's what it means, you know, clean. And according to Lamrim teaching, the way to clean is, you know, to create more positive, you know, thoughts. You know, that's one way to, like, if the water is cold, if you want to take hot shower, you can't take hot shower because the water is cold. The whole idea is taking hot shower. But looking at this cold water, the water has to be hot. So like that. So anyway, so we need support. Support from merit. Merit to means, you know, you can, I don't want you to discourage. If I tell you too much, you may get it. The purpose of the whole goal of, you know, doing review meditation is to get there, to gain experiential understanding of that. Okay, that's the whole goal. Okay, that's the goal. So then doing review meditation is very, very, so you read Lamrim. So, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa said in Lamrim, so, you know, and you will find out, okay? So what is this? It needs support from, you know, positive energy, in technically what you call merit, positive energy. It needs support, you know, positive support from positive energy. So I think, you know, here, the all of you, you know, you have, you know, as a... when we say word purify, you know, purify, it's all good, you know, whether it's like the purifying water, you know, we buy these things that kind of has a filter the water, that we like purify water, right? When we see, whether it's purifying, we kind of like that idea because it's kind of purify. Same is like purifying mind, huh? So, So we need support from the merit and, you know, purification, okay? Otherwise, you know, to gain experiential understanding of this topic in Lamrim is quite, you know, not easy. But you will get there, but you know, it needs support. So, Sajjan, that's why that's why seven limb practice, that's what we do. This is seven limb practice is all about, you know, cleaning and accumulating. That's what it's about, okay? Oh, yeah. So then now, seven limb practice, you know, seven limb prayer, when you say it's prayer, probably when you engage, probably it's practice, seven limb practice. Oh. Then among those seven limb practice, first one is called prostrations. Prostration, oh. Tell cha tanayala, gosum donbe cha, gosum donbe cha. So then, extensive seven limb practice you will find is in the King of Prayer. King of Prayer, that's where the extensive one. Oh. If you want more extensive than that, then you go back to the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, the chapter number 2nd. I think that's like much more detailed than this, okay? So what is it called? Prostration. Prostration is like showing physical respect. And then in Japan, I think that's what you know. When they see people, they go like this. Basically, they are bowing down to you. You know, that's you know. I'm sure this, you know, this culture is coming from Buddhism. You know, so they just basically, you know, they are just bowing down. You know, oh yeah. Lugi cha. So maybe it doesn't mention here very detail, but actually, prostration, physical prostration, you know, there's like full length prostrations, full length. Oh. So then there's no short one. Oh. Full length, when people do, you know, so you go down, when you go down, you don't go down first your knee, you just go down when the big tree falls. It doesn't fall like this and this goes like this. When the tree falls, it doesn't fall like this and then it goes like this. It just falls like that, huh? So that's the Buddhist yoga. You go like that, you just slice. And then you just go like that, you know, put then your knee there, then just slice, you know, like that. So when you reach the ground, then you put your hand like this, or you can go like this, you know, like this, put like that. So then you come up. When you're coming up, you know, you have to think that, you know, you are, when you come up, you know, so it's a good idea to come up sooner than, you know, just slow, you know. So when you come up, then you have to think that you are coming out of samsara immediately, something like that. Whole idea. All this practice and so much is done in the mind, you know, so much is done in the mind. Then after that, you feel good because it's all, you feel good in mind because it's all done in the mind. So you feel good in mind. If you can anything like that. So that's physical prostration. So, so then, you know, where you do, there, you know, sometimes people, you can do here, one, body, speech, and mind, here, heart, you know, or you can do four, one, two, three, four, you know. So not like this. Sometimes the people go like this. So then when you get enlightened, you will have Unisha here. Then you are going to be enlightened with the philo, the regiment. Anyway, so you can, like, just one, two, three, you know. One, two, three. So whole idea, this whole body, you know, so... to become something beneficial for living beings, you know, this whole world becomes something beneficial for living beings. Heart, something become beneficial for living beings, you know, that means enlightened bodies, then, you know, body, spirit, mind, okay. One, two, three, that's physical body, you know. So then, speech, you know, when you say like that, if you are not able to do physically, then you can just see, there's a verbal prostration, you just say, and there's mental prostration, you just, you know, just imagine you are prostrating. Just imagine you are prostrating, you know. So, but when you look at the benefit, you know, if you are capable to do prostration, then I think it's not a good idea to visualize that you are prostrating. It's not a good idea to visualizing yourself, you know, doing prostration. That's not, I think, if you can physically do, I think you should do. And here, you know, I think this is good in America because everybody goes to gyms, you know, all kinds of things. So this, you know, you don't have to pay anything. So it's just good. So there are number of cases. People have tumor. After doing sort of a lot of prostration, that tumor just got bust. No, so there are a number of cases, also in the monastery, you know, people, also in their community, you know, they have some, what do you call tumor? Cancer, is what we call cancer? It's actually tumor. Something growing, like size, big size. And people, you know, they say, okay, now they have very limited time. So they go to Buddh Gaya, where Buddha was enlightened, they go there. So they do some prostration retreat, that's what they do. They go there, you know, so there's whatever time they left, and they don't want to get dedicated, they go there to prostration. All of a sudden, then everything gets just inside, is explode. After that, no more cancer, no more tumor, is gone. That happened a number of times. So that one stanza in the King of Prayer, that's about prostrations. Jideji kam cho rewa dan, tuye re sanje mayin chi sa, cho chu na shubwa dan, ngab shuen sen bada, mohonpa na chunpa juwa dan, tada juwi, jawa tamche la mini shenji, iyam la juwa tomu minba, samba taba ni gozu kubi chasa wa wos. So prostration has to be sincere and genuine, so I don't need to say much about here because now happiness I got from last Sunday, so I don't need to say too much here about prostration. So it has to be sincere. Oh, not, you know, I'm doing prostration because Gishi Gelek said the Wednesday night class is very important. So that's not a good idea. It is important, I said, but, you know, you have to understand why it's important. So then if you understand something, then if you do, so basically it means like it has to be, I say, voluntary. It has to be deliberate. It doesn't have, you know, somebody orders, you know, something, not like that. Okay. So then it's very good, you know, not just one enlightened being, like enlightened beings from the 10 directions. If there's how many enlightened beings? I'm posturing each one of them, not just one, you know. So there's whole in the mind. It's like, so this is really Texas system. Everything's big. Everything has to be big. Not just big, it has to be huge. You know? Yeah, so in here, you know, posture is not just small, it has to be huge, you know, huge, like has a chochu, this word is very strong, no, chochu na shubha means from 10 directions, all the enlightened beings, just one person. Can you imagine if you just think like that, then you are doing prostration to each enlightened beings? That's from according to Lamrim, that's big deal. Yeah, that's a big deal. Okay, something like that. All the holy beings, that you are posting, not just, you know, in front of a couple of images in front of your altar. There's like all holy beings, you know, and posting to them, okay? If all the holy beings demand you to do prostration, then you have to think twice. If anybody demands you to do prostration to them, then you have to think twice. Well, it's not like that. Not chasing, but the past Buddha, the future Buddha, the present Buddha, the Buddha from the 10 generations, you have to be huge. Okay? Big. Think big. Tala Jung, the Jawata Jamila, Shinji Yam, the Jubata Omar, Shinji Yam means Shinji Yam, shame is other. Yam means, oh, my friend is now sitting on altar, so I'm sitting on altar. Oh, my friend is going doing prostration, I'm doing prostration. That's what it means. How you say, if somebody doing something like that, what do you call? We have word. Yamla ju, the Tibetan word, yamla ju means that it's not really, you know, coming from your own interest. It's more like that, you know, like doing because your friend is doing. What do you call?
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, there's so many words.
Five and
Coffee cap?
Coffee cap.
Yeah. Coffee cap.
Coffee cap.
Oh, coffee cap.
Cat. I was thinking like the animal.
Coffee
cap.
Oh, coffee cap. Oh. Coffee, that's how you spell, how you spell coffee?
C-O-P-Y.
Oh, coffee, the coffee machines. Why the cat is there? Coffee cats.
It doesn't make no sense.
Huh?
It doesn't make no sense. It doesn't work.
Coffee cat. So when you say that people know,
yes,
when you say coffee cat means...
Ah,
coffee cat, okay.
I think because, like, you know, when a cat, same cat is playing with a mouse,
there has to be some reason. Copycat. Okay, we're good. Yam juice. Let's go. Yam juice. Yeah, that's Tibetan word. It's called yam juice. Yam juice means, you know, that's just, yeah, that's copycat. Yeah, some words is kind of strange, you know, like the Tibetan, we call mouse tizi. Mouse, because tizi. Because that name is very much based on the noise they make. This is tick, 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 so we just call tizi. You know, that's easy. So we don't have like zip, probably in Tibet, there's no zip, you know, so now they come up with this, all this new word. So then zip, we call tser. Because when you open it, it sounds like tser. Then we just call tser. So I don't think we have this word like this copycat. Like belly buttons here, like, or like something like that. There was anyway. So it has to be, you know, when you do those prostrations, when you do, you know, it has to make sense. It has to make sense why you do prostration. Okay, it has to make sense. So, yeah. Well, from the bottom of my heart, you know, when you do prostration, from the bottom of my heart, you know, then you are doing this prostration, so sincerely, genuinely. Here, Sanjay Chila, Chatsana Hanje. What time are you supposed to stop?
8:20.
Here, Sanjay Chila, Chatsana, Sunan Padamebala, Sanjay Tedala, Mini Chatsana, Tachimus. The reason behind visualizing, you know, doing this prostration to all the enlightened beings in the past, all the enlightened beings in the future, all the enlightened beings in the present, all the holy beings, you know, and all the holy beings from the 10 generations, because you will end up creating merit of doing prostrations according to the number of objects that you visualize. Then that means one prostration mentally, physically is one, but mentally it becomes like millions. Millions and millions. Okay, that's the whole idea. So that's in Lamrim, that's what it means. In Lamrim teaching, think big means like, refers to something like that, you know. Think big, you know. Think big. Tenya sanje chila chazo na sonam pazo mevola sanje teza la mine chazo na tajime she lobe ishideve javashe dos. So that's one of the Indian masters called Ijide. He said that in one of his writings, okay? Gosum susuve chala lujicha. So now you know there's like physical prostrations. Samujavash the sikji chikdes. Then next stanzas in the King of Prayer. First one is general of a prostration. The second one is particular for the physical body. Prostration for the physical body. Samujavash the sikji chikdes. One stanza, okay? Java chodan teji deva tamje yiji yudu musu yiji yudu musu bata migla rangi lu shing namje du chasa tanga nyambara chula chasa chacha also. So there's, you know, you imagine your body, you know, like kind of manifest, like equivalent to the atoms, like, you know, so so then you visualize, you know, your body like the equivalent of the number of atoms. Then, you know, when you prostrate, that's like not just one, there's like millions of, you know, physical bodies that prostrate. So there's a way to create vast amount of merit. Way to create vast amount of merit. So see, creating merit is, you know, pretty easy. doesn't require, you know, to run 2 miles. Running 2 miles is more, much more difficult than creating a huge amount of merit, you know, so like that. See, it just needs to think a little bit different. It just needs to think a little bit different. You know? So, and as I said, eating a kale, you know, we all know it's good for health. Health, but when it comes down to a practical level, how many of us we eat with full of joy, the kale? So, you know, something that's not very physical, not very healthy, not very good for health, how good they taste. You know, that's unfortunate. You know, so that means, you know, going down is pretty easy. Going up, that requires some effort. Okay. Sambuja bhaja tsiji jawa chota tuji dhiba tamji iji yudu ngusumba the meanings. Just to visualize, you know, all these holy beings, it's not just imagining, it's just actually think from your heart. It's everything that, you know, is real, you know. So something like real, you know, real. It's not, that's important, okay? Because you are so inspired or admired by those, you know, enlightened deeds. Day and night, you know, just thinking about where the other sentient beings, that's all they are thinking about, nothing else. You know. So when you think about Mother Teresa, you know, so that is something that happened to our generations, Mother Teresa. What she's doing day and night, she's, you know, helping those poorest of poor people in the world, in India. You know, there's not, like, not that many people go there, you know, because it's like environmentally it's very difficult to live there. It's not really clean, it's not, you know, convenient, so many people. But, you know, what she's doing, you know, just inspired by her deed, you know. If you show some respect, some, you know, respect to Mother Teresa, if you think about all that good work that she did, and then that's the proper way to, you know, show respect to Mother, to recalling her kindness that, you know, she's giving to all these, you know, people, you know, like, and completely reject from the societies, you know, so that she sees them something very precious, you know, precious jewel. And just exactly here, this is just example, you know. So that's what they do. That's when you get enlightened, that's what you do. You dedicate all your life, you know, you serve, you know. That's service is important, you know, service is important. That makes your life more meaningful. Service for the poor. Service for the poor, you know. That's what you do, you know. That's why you say prayer, that's why you go to church, that's why you meditate, that's why you say prayers. Whole goal is to serve the poor, you know, to help them. So that is the gift that you can ever give, or best gift. So that's how you also, we should think like that, you know. Mother Teresa, she is holy beings, so when we portrait, you know, we include, you know, so all the holy beings, you know, holy beings that we include. So that if you remember, you know, the kindness of that, you know, so that all the enlightened beings throughout their lifetimes, you know, like they've been, all of them has been done like that, you know, that kind of deeds. You know, that's called Bodhisattva deeds, you know, putting other happiness before your own happiness. But the interesting is, your happiness will come. You know, so we are so worried about our own happiness, and we are reluctant to serve other people. So we think, "Oh, I'm going to lose my happiness." That's exactly how we are losing our happiness. You know, so that's exactly how we're losing our happiness. You know, so if you serve, you know, other people, that's how you gain your happiness. So that's why the minute you think about, you know, the welfare of others, that's why, you know, Lama teachers, you know, did you generate altruistic attitude today, instead of saying, "How are you?" No, so it's all good. No, it's all good. Today, this is number two. La cha cha. Today, you know, just some people, they say, because of their deeds, you know, you respect them because of their deeds, you know, their like contribution to the communities, you know, to the world, to the universe, you know, contributions. So now see how many people, regardless of religions, you know, when they think about Mother Teresa, they are very much inspired. They are very much, they have been touched quite deeply inside them, you know, so because of Mother's work, you know, regardless. So that's why same, that's, you know, as I said, all the enlightened beings, they've done something like that, you know, in some form of their life, you know, that's called what is called Buddhist or Jesus, okay? Rangi lu shin san zhong 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 la cha cha te ya yun nam ji sang bi zhe ba rab du ga rab du te be top che de te ku ne lang de ho je lu ji ki cha che ba so nam che na thinking about the one frustration, believe or not, benefit of one frustration, every atom that covered by your body, every atom that covered by your body, so become the cause for proper human rebirth. Can you imagine that? To believe that. So I'm just repeating here, you know, it's been said, you know, that's what Buddha said. Every atom that covered by your body to become the perfect cause for perfect human rebirth. So no need to worry, you know. So this is not only life that we are going to have. If you worry, you just do one prostration, there'll be like perfect many human rebirth, good human rebirth, good one, not just, you know, just human rebirth, good one, okay? So Luigi says, if that's the case, you know, so then imagine that multiplying yourself millions and millions, then doing these frustrations. Mentally, it is many million frustrations. Physically, it's one, but mentally, it's many million frustrations. So I think that's how internally, even though people who are living in the cave in Dharamsala, North India, where the exile government is located, if you go to the top of the mountain, there are monks and nuns been living there, some of them probably like 40 years, 30 years, and there's many of them, they're living there. When you go there, talk to them, they look very happy. Internally, they look very happy because they are doing something every day that makes them happy, make them think that life is, you know, precious, meaningful. The things they are doing, they feel like it's really meaningful, very important. Not just this life. They know it's good for many lifetimes. They are feeling like they are doing something important for this life, not just that, just important, doing something important for many lives, you know. Less concern this life, less concern next life. That means, you know, not much worry. You know. So, I think, you know, that's why I'm happy, because people memorize it, for a good quality. That's exactly how you make life, you know. You have to think that my life is meaningful, rather than thinking, oh, this is meaningless. Oh, the things that I do, not much, you know, there's no meaning. You know, so I want to do something else. Then you go to India, stay there a couple of years, then you come back here, then you have to go there, and then you don't need to go anywhere. You're just in your room, you can make your life very meaningful. Believe or not, there will be, you know, has a positive impact on the well-being of other sentient beings, the practice that you do, okay? Luigi Chajaba, Suna Jaja, so today, now, time is running out, so you want to have some discussions?
So
discussion, I think also, you know, like, so it's so good, but, you know, I leave that totally up to the who's leading the discussion. So if you feel like, you know, so don't feel like that you have to stay, you know. So if you are happy to stay, then it's good. There will be going to be good discussions. If you feel like that you have to stay, so then I think probably better to not have discussions. Then, you know, probably go to home, then just relax, you know. Maybe do some preparation for tomorrow walk. That's much better, you know. Before you lose your peace of mind, before discussion is finished. So then I'll stop here. So then next Wednesday, continue with this section, okay? Next one is called now, prostration, that's literally speech, okay? Mm. Just one page today, just one page. You're fine? Yeah, good. But still, we are moving. The good thing is we are moving, you know. So, not we are not going backward, we are going forward. One page, you know. So, So next time, you know, so as I said, you know, I will judge, you know, how much I should say, how much I shouldn't say, you know, maybe eventually slow, so then, you know, I will look, okay? Oh, yeah. And also I want to thank, you know, everybody who's, you know, working for the Stupa project and the children's playgrounds, you know. So also there's another thing, you know, that you can rejoice, you know, that we have many, many wonderful people at the center, you know. So I don't care all of them are Buddhist or not, but we do care there are good people at the center, you know. So so I think, you know, don't you think we have wonderful people at the center. No, there are so many people. This center's success of this center is spiritual success. Then I'm sure what other ones call the project, all the programs here. Each one of you participated. No, this our teamwork at the center. No, as I said, this is not my center. It's our center. You know, I said it many times. You know, some people may say, "Oh, that's maybe Gishgele Center." It's not my center. I don't have authority. This is our center. So many people, you know, working so hard here, you know, and people working here, some people, you know, bringing lunch, you know, all this, you know, this is all good. This is all good, you know. So then this center has been used very well, you know. Every day we have class here, you know, so, and it's not something that, you know, we are building somewhere in Nepal or Tibet, you know, it's happening here. No, so I think this is good. No, so I really, that's the one thing that I always proudly, you know, I tell people, you know, so that, and time to time you hear from people. So, so the family who put the gold here, gold on the that here, they are moving down, right? They are moving down. No, not because they see a lot of unhappy people at the Kadamba Center. It doesn't mean they don't have a center. There is a center there. People are attracted here because, you know, our harmonious communities, you know. The small problem here, disagreement, that's happened, that's in the part of life. And from the whole picture, you know, that center, each time when the people come, oh, Gishila, that you have such a wonderful people at the Kadamba Center. It makes me very happy.
That's why we moved.
Yeah, as you move down here. So, you know, it makes me happy, you know. It makes me happy that, you know, that's what we need. We need good people. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, lack of religion. It's not lack of shortage of religions, because there are so many problems here. Shortage of kind-hearted people. That because of the shortage of that, so many, you know, bad things happen, you know. So if there's people, you know, the important thing is that, you know, listening to His Holiness teachings, reading His Holiness books, what they learn, His Holiness, what He's approaching, preaching is, you know, fundamental, basic human good quality, kindness, loving kindness, compassion, care. That's what we need. No, that's what we need. That's why His Holiness says, my religion is kindness. That's His religion. No, no brother. We need kindness. No, care. We need to be loved. We need to be respect. No, so everybody deserves love, respect, care, service. So then, you know, so that makes me very, very happy. It makes me very happy each time when you hear from people when they come to visit you. Always wonderful people. You know, even the Chabdi Lama Sabarambaji, our spiritual, FMD spiritual director, said that. You know, my teacher, Kenzo Rambaji, said, you know, very good. You know, so that is our best offering that we can offer. So there's, you know, each one of you participated. It's not because I'm the only one who created that, no. You know, so if I'm come here by myself all the time, there's no people. How much you can do? There's nothing much you can do, you know. So then I'm just coming by myself, sitting there, 15 years, nothing going to change. Everybody, every one of you, you know, I think your contributions, you know, the center is doing very well, you know, so, and I really, you know, like, rejoice all the time, you know, so, and people, you know, I just want to thank, yeah, okay, yeah.